Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Jesse DePlante is here. Thank you for tuning into the broadcast today. We have a sermon that's going to make you think today. Enduring may not be easy, but it gets you to the end. You don't have to fail in life. With God and steady faith, you can make it to a solid ending with a seal of success. Bible says, he that endureth to the end shall be saved. I want to tell you, it's not an endurement, it's an enjoyment, not of the trouble. Because you know where you're going, you know what you're going to do when you get there. So call a friend, tell them to turn that television on right now. Get a pencil and some paper, make some notes. You're going to enjoy this. Enduring may not be easy, but it gets you to the end. Would you go with me today to the book of Matthew, chapter 10, the book of Matthew, chapter 10. Hallelujah. I want to read something I believe you're going to enjoy today. I want to talk about something that a lot of people go through and sometimes never finish. And I want you to understand this, that the Lord is no respecter person. And Matthew chapter 10, verse 1 says, and when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sicknesses and all manner of diseases. Do you know that Jesus is the only religious leader that cast out devils? None of them had enough power to make a devil manifest. Think about that. I mean, all these great religious leaders, you know, and you know, they just didn't have enough power to make a demon manifest. But when Jesus showed up, them devils start talking to him, man. My good Lord. Jesus called them unclean, nasty, dirty spirits. My Lord Jesus. Now, the names of the 12 apostles are these, and you know them. I want to get to verse 5. These 12 Jesus sent forth and commanded them, saying, go not in the way of the Gentiles and into any city of the Samaritans, enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, notice he sent them to his own people, and they rejected him. Go to verse, and he went through all the persecution they would have. Watch this, and the people that they went to shouldn't have persecuted them. You know, that's brothers and sisters, you know, in the Lord, supposedly. But in verse 22, he said, and you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. Now, I have experienced that myself, because we're in the Gentile age now. You shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that endureth, underline that in your Bible, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. He that endureth to the end shall be saved. See, when you know the end, the beginning, when you know the end from the beginning, it's a lot easier to walk in this. The title of this message tonight or today is, enduring may not be easy, but it gets you to the end. How many of y'all want to get to the end? Praise the Lord. Spiritually, physically, and financially. And I've said this many times, you know, who don't want something yesterday? You know, we Americans, boy, we want something yesterday instead of today, you know. But if you endure, I want to talk about that enduring today that I believe is going to help you. Because I've had many opportunities to fail. I just don't take any. I have a lot of people hate me, but they hate me because they don't know me. But actually, they hate me because of the Christ that's in me. They hate, they're jealous and envious because of my possessions. I can't help it if I'm blessed. It ain't my fault. Thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. I do that every day. That it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. So I don't just focus on the wealth part. I focus, my God, on the remembering part. You've heard me say that many times. I just enjoy that. And when I remember, I don't have time to get depressed or discouraged or despondent. I'm not moved by what I see. If something bad happens, you know, I just go on. In fact, I'm going to give you one of my points a little earlier. I've learned how to capitalize on bad things. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. Lord Jesus. How you can capitalize when Satan tries to mess with you. I want to talk about enduring. May not be easy, but it gets you to the end. So write this down if you're taking notes. I have a beautiful one's beginning. Nothing matters in human life without a good ending. Let me say it again. I have a beautiful one's beginning. Nothing matters in human life without a good ending. You see, when you understand that this Bible is a book of past, present, and future, a book of two covenants, the old covenant and the new covenant, Jesus is the center of both covenants, one leg in the old, one leg in the new. So it doesn't make no difference how great the beginning is. What makes it all wonderful is how the good the ending is. Having done all the stand therefore. See, it's like this. I mean, we start out good, my Lord. You know, when you first got saved, boy, you're so happy. But then came the persecution. Then there came the different things like that. And you think, oh, Lord, I'd rather go back to the beginning. No, I'd rather go to the end. So let me say it again. However beautiful one's beginning, nothing matters in human life without a good ending. I had a preacher one time. He said, boy, I tell you, they're fighting me like crazy. And I said, man, let me tell you something. You're going to outlast the devil. You're going to outlast him, man. He gets tired quickly. Jesus beat his brains out in the wilderness. The Bible said he left Jesus for a season, that 3 months. He had to go heal up on him. Jesus beat him up bad, see. And when it was all finished and done, I mean, Jesus' ending was far greater than his beginning. Well, in his beginning was the virgin birth, but in his ending, you came into the knowledge of who he is. He opened up the doors for all of us to come boldly to the throne of grace with a petition and a supplication with thanksgiving. See, so how do I get to the end? Write this down. We must have a steady character. See, if you don't have character, you become a character. We must have a steady character, a staying power. Oh, praise the Lord. And moral power. In other words, you don't have time to sin. Why? Because you're getting to the end. Let me say it again. We must have a steady character, a staying power. I like that. And moral power to bring someone to a good conclusion. I tell people that are dying of cancer, if you listen to me, you shall live and not die. I'm going to bring you to a good conclusion. I'm going to get you there if you're willing to believe me. I've been telling this church I'll get you debt free if you believe with me. And some go like, well, then stay broke. My God, stay struggling. What's the matter with you? I'm trying to get you to a good conclusion. How do I do that? By moral power, by staying power, and by having a good character and showing you something that works instead of just confessing that something works. You understand what I'm saying? Let me say it again. We must have a steady character, a staying power, and moral power to bring someone to a good conclusion. So I tell people, follow me as I follow Christ, just like the Apostle Paul said. I tell people, my God, if you're struggling financially, hang around me. The anointing increases on me. I'm telling you, hang around me. Get around me. I'm telling you, it's on me. It'll rub on you. Now get ready for persecution, because old Percy going to be there too. Mad at you, try to destroy your character, try to destroy your morale, try to destroy your staying power. But you know what? You'll come to a good conclusion. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't know if y'all were here. Was it last year or a couple of years ago? Right at the end of the visionary conference, I said, God's going to make some millionaires. When you come back next year, you'll be a millionaire. You remember me saying that? Well, then when they came back, they said, Brother Jesse, I said, well, did you become a millionaire? He said, no, I didn't. I became a multi-millionaire in 1 year's time. We got him to a good conclusion, didn't we? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You see, all of y'all should have shouted there. See, you don't think you can make $1 million. You don't think, well, my Lord, you know, I just work for a living. So do I. And that's nothing. Let me tell you, God will pay you more than anybody will ever pay you if you understand it. But you got to have some endurance. You got to endure. And see, let me tell you something. When you're enduring and you're telling, and the devil thinks you're enjoying it, he'll quit. Because he's always trying to get something to bother you. If you don't pay no attention to what he's trying to bother you, he said, this ain't working. He'll walk off somewhere else. You understand what I'm saying? Let me say it again. Let me go to the first point. However beautiful one's beginning, nothing matters in human life without a good ending. We must have a steady character, a staying power, and moral power to bring someone to a good conclusion. Kathy said this not too long ago, and we went to Bishop Paul Ratke's senior's funeral, and one of our good friends that's up in North Louisiana, Shreveport, came to the funeral. And I never forget, I said, boy, wasn't he something? He said, I always like to go see how good men end. That's how he said that, right, Kathy? How good men finish. It was such a blessing of the Lord. So instead of being sad and despondent, discouraged, because this bishop, this great man of God, had went home to be with the Lord, we were shouting because he finished good. Paul said, I fought a good fight. I finished my course and I kept the faith. I know how to finish good. You see, the whole key to it is the finish line. You understand? See, you apply yourself, whether it's sports or not. You're not running wide open when you first start out. You set a pace. You got to save a little gas in the tank. Then when it comes close to the end, oh, Jesus, then you pull upon that. So why? So you can end well. Remember, people always remember who ends well. Because whoever ends well wins the race. You understand what I'm saying? Let me say it again. We must have a steady character, a staying power. I have that in my life. A moral power, my Lord. I mean, you know, people say, you don't even think about sinning. Why should I? It's not of my character. It's not of my morale. It's not part of me. None whatsoever. You know what I'm saying? And that doesn't mean I don't get hit on. Can you believe I'm 72 years old and women still like me? That just don't make a lick of sense to me. I look at myself in the mirror. I say, them women are blind. But they're not looking at my face. They're looking at my wallet. That's what they want. They want that wallet. See what I'm saying? I ain't stupid. But I don't have a wallet. My wallet is in Kathy's purse. That's why it's all that. Praise the Lord. But I just laughed. I said, devil, that's all you got? You mean to tell me you think I'm going to fall for this? You're just living in a dream world, boy. Why? Because the Lord is bringing and has brought me to a good conclusion. Why? Because, see, I know how to endure. Write this down. Our salvation demands our keeping on to solid endings. In other words, your ending has to be solid, where the seal of success is placed. See, let me say it again. Our salvation, that means salvation in its purest term means soundness. Our salvation demands our keeping on to solid endings, where the seal of success is placed. See, I'm a success going somewhere to succeed. Are you? Yeah. The only way you're going to get there is if you have solid endings. You know, there's a statement in prisons, you know. I mean, you know, a lot of time, you know, you're going there. A lot of time the prisons are run by the convicts. A lot of people don't realize they're behind the wall. And when they're trying to give somebody some information, I'm trying to do you a solid, man. That's the word they use. I'm trying to do you a solid. In other words, I'm trying to get you to the end because they'll kill you in here if you listen to me. He said, now that person may be in there for life. Her girl or man doesn't make any difference. You see what I'm saying? But he's trying to do you a good solid. Well, the Lord has a good solid for each and every one of you. You see, you can't forget what you've lost. Why? Because it has to come back seven times. It has to come back seven. You catch that thief, he's got to return it sevenfold. So I don't believe in losing. I ain't a loser. The oldest loser I know is Satan, and he's still losing. See, that's a good solid thing to make him lose. Let me say it again. Oh, Lord, I like this. Our salvation demands our keeping on to solid endings, where the seal of success is placed. Now, I've been married to Kathy, my Lord, for 51 years. You know why? We're going to have a solid ending. We have a seal of approval in our marriage. That doesn't mean we don't argue. We would never argue if she'd listen to me, but, you know, sometimes she just don't want to do that. You know, sometimes she just get up a little aggravated about something. I don't know what it is. And usually it's the scale. I tell her to stay away from that dadgum scale. Don't go on that scale. Get away from that scale. Go buy your clothes. Lord, it's just going to depress you if you got a pound of water weight. You didn't gain 35. That's 3,500 calories. You can't gain a pound that quick. That's water. But if she gets on it, bless God, and it's less, oh, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. I said, stay away from the scale, for God's sake, my Lord. And I could tell that she was very quiet this morning because she got on the scale. I thought, oh, God, I got to throw that scale away, for God's sake. And if I walk in, I got to smile. What you laughing at me for? Whoa, I ain't laughing at you. I ain't laughing at you. Oh, Jesus, help her, Lord. See, it's the seal of success. It's a good solid end, you see. See, you're enduring. And, you know, sometimes you just have to go, though you walk through it. And you say, though you stop and build a house, at, you know, in the Death Valley. There are Death Valleys, ladies and gentlemen, in life. You just keep walking through them. Now, I prefer to pass around them, but sometimes you have to walk through them. Why? So you can get to the end. That's what he's telling them. So they're going to persecute. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. So I have to think about that when people lie about me all the time. When they lie about me, like, they don't know what I give. They have no idea what I do. They just lie. And I mean, and it just begins to pick up. And since now that we got YouTube and all the other, oh, and people just believe. And it's all lies. just solid lies. And, you know, and they don't know. Let me look in the mirror if you look in the camera. If you watch, I could sue you, sucker. I got enough money to put you in court, get everything you got, beat you till you ain't got nothing left. Why? Because I got hungry, greedy lawyers. They gravitate toward money. I'm not going to do that. Look at it. Now, Kathy might. No, I don't know about that. But I mean, Kathy told one person, hey, we can sue you. And boom, they just took everything off the internet fast. Well, we could. We don't want to do that. We're not interested in that. You see, what we're interested in, you coming to the knowledge of Jesus. See, so we can get you to a good conclusion. I've tell people, he said, man, I'm an alcoholic. Well, okay, I can get you to a good conclusion. I can get you where you will hate booze. You will actually hate it. And when you look at it, it'll turn your stomach and make you sick. You think so? I don't think so. I know so. For I know in whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he's able to keep what I commit to him against that day. So when you understand that, see, that's getting you to what I call a solid ending. When I married Kathy, I made up my mind that this is it. This is going to last forever. Now, you know, I didn't think it'd be 51 years later, but we still act the same. And we're together, almost 24 hours a day, not all the time, but most of the time. You know, I'm flying back and forth all the time. So, lately, she's been coming with me. I don't know why she's been coming. Why you been coming with me lately? I don't understand that. I mean, she says, I'm going with you. I said, okay. I'm going with you. I said, okay. I mean, I like her to come, you know. But I mean, that's a lot of work. She's the pastor of the church. Plus, she's the CEO of Jesse the Prince Minister, chief operating officer, all that kind of stuff. But my God, I just think she likes hanging around with me. I guess. I don't know what it is. Hallelujah. I try to talk to her in the plane. She says, I'm doing something. Okay. I ain't saying nothing in the plane. Yet. Hallelujah. Man. Then I just say, would you care you want a Diet Coke? You want some? She, Kathy likes a Diet Coke with potato chips. Now, how does that work? It's like a lady I knew. She said, I'm on a diet. So she was eating donuts and drinking skim milk. Some people just need intelligence. Our salvation demands our keeping on to solid endings where the seal of success is placed. Oh, yeah. See, remember this, that you are a success going somewhere to succeed. Yeah. I've said this so many times, and I'll probably say it again tonight when I'm in Cloverdale, Indiana, and I really mean this, and I want you to understand this. The reason why you're struggling with finances, I've said this so many times, I don't want to say it a billion times, don't forget. The reason why you don't have enough money because you don't know what you want. You know what you need. And you believed it to the end of the month, then, my God, you got to start on day one again trying to get some need in. But when you have what you want, you don't even think about need. Need's not even a part of your mentality. See, now the Lord has become your shepherd. And a shepherd leads you to what? Green pastures, which means supply, prosperity, blessing. See? But you got to know what you want. And when you know what you want, my God, you'll never have to ever be concerned about a need anywhere. Now, write this down. It takes more than a good first chapter to make a worthy and good book. Some people, yeah, we picked up a book, so I'm going to read it, and that first chapter was wonderful, and the rest of it was trash. You didn't finish it out? It takes more than a good first chapter to make a worthy and good book. You see, most people, you know, I find a lot of them, when they start out, they have a first good chapter, but they don't have a good book. I mean, how can preachers commit adultery? That don't make no sense to me. Well, I know, or real human. I never forget someone told me that one time, this preacher said, well, everybody needs a spare tire. He called a woman a spare tire. Can you believe that? God, that don't make no sense to me. You see, Paul said, oh, foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? See, they had a good chapter, but they didn't have a good book. He had to straighten them up and straighten them out. You see what I'm saying? You want people to read the whole book. You want to give them something in each chapter that'll take them to the next chapter. And they can design those chapters like part of their lives. Let me say it again. It takes more than a good first chapter to make a worthy and good book. So, and they say, and then they want people, they still want people to trust them. Well, how can they trust you once they trusted you before and you broke it? Or you keep breaking it. Now, divorce happens, ladies and gentlemen. I have enough understanding. I know those things. That's happening. You know what I mean? Sometimes things just blow up. I got enough sense to know that. And I've had people say, well, they just have to go back. No, they don't. I mean, I guess it could. They could if they would, but you know they don't. In other words, everyone has a right to be happy. In other words, you want a happy life, which means that your book should be worthy for people to read. Ladies and gentlemen, too many people start off great, but they don't reach their destiny or get to their destination. Listen, that's not you and that's not me. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Okay. How do we achieve our full purpose and have a solid ending? Number one, with steady character. Number two, staying power. And number three, moral power. And how do you do that? Let the Christ in you, the hope of glory, do those things because he gave you those abilities. You have those gifts inside of you. Remember, Christ is with you and in you. Christ, the hope of glory, he's there. And think about this. You have the Holy Spirit working in and through you. So you're not alone. He's the one who gives you what you need to finish strong. How I know that? St. John 16:13. Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you in all truth. Didn't say some truth. Yeah, have you heard people say this? You just never know what God's going to do. I do. I read this. I read the book. The book says, and let me tell you something about the book. The book is him. In the beginning was the Word was God, and the Word was with God. You think about that for a minute. Let me tell you something. You're going to have a great ending. You're going to have it. There's no other choice in the matter. I want to pray for you now. Father, bless these people. Touch them to understand. Open their minds to understand that, Lord, what they start, they're going to finish with great glory. I decree and declare it today in Jesus' name we pray. I tell you what, that's a powerful prayer. I want to tell you something. What you start, you will finish. Jesus said he's the author and finisher of your faith. That's what he said. But he's under no responsibility to finish something he hasn't authored. So you know what I do? I just let God do all the authoring, and I walk the trail. Just that simple. People say, how do you know what to do? Well, example with projects and things that he gives me in this ministry. Well, I said, Lord, what will thou have me to do? He shows me the project. All I do is get on the trail and start walking. Don't complicate that. That is so simple, you need a good theologian to help you misunderstand the Bible. I know what I'm talking about. I've been doing this for many years, over 46 years. God's word is true. I'm starting to preach here. Can't help myself. Stay right there. I'll be back in just a moment to speak another word to you, show you some things that are coming up. I want to share this with you, and I'll be right back. So be blessed and watch this. Jesse DePlantis Ministries is literally circling the globe using every available voice. What would that be? That would be television, radio, printed page, internet, DVDs, CDs, books, whatever it takes to preach the gospel. Can you see it? Hey, can you see it? I can just see it. I can see the gospel going all over the world to every person. Every year, the souls adding up, people getting healed, lives being changed and delivered. Is that impossible? No. God thinks we can do that. Everything you see here at Jesse DePlantis Ministries was impossible, and everything we are going to do is impossible. But yet the Lord said, if you believe it, I'll do it. We are believing the unbelievable and receiving the impossible to simply reach people and change lives. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's finally here. I am excited about my new book, The Hidden Help. It's about my personal experience with angels and an angelic teaching. It is powerful stuff. I'm telling you, I've been waiting on this. We did one time a boardroom chat on a piece of this, and it was such a blessing. God said, now go write a book on it. I said, yes, sir, I will. If you want to get your copy, all you got to do is go to jdm.org. Order it. Order one for yourself. Order one for your loved ones. It will bless your life and their life. the hidden help. I'm excited about it. I ought to read it right now. Praise God. What a blessing of the Lord. Partners, I can't thank you enough for what you do for this ministry. Your faithful financial support is so graciously appreciated. We don't think of it as dollars and cents. We think of it as souls into the kingdom of God. We are reaching people, changing lives, one soul at a time, but we can't do that without your financial help. I wish it was all free. I wish television was free. I wish it all was, but it's not. And that's okay. But I made up my mind, bless God, that I will not be lazy with your seed. I will work your seed, and I'll believe God with you for 30, 60, and 100 fold. That anointing of increase is on me. You know why I believe that so much? Because I get it. Now, if I get it, why can't you get it? But you got to sow seed. You got to understand how that works. Partners, thank you. I want to pray for you right now. Bless my partners, Lord. You tell them to give. You tell them to pray for us. Let me never break trust with you or break trust with them. I thank you for it. I believe you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. I'm telling you, partner, I'm going to say something old Robert used to say. Something good going to happen to you today. I just kind of like that. I miss Brother Roberts. He's such a blessing of the Lord. But he's in heaven, you know, on assignment. Praise God. What a blessing of the Lord that is. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, God is so good and gracious. Let me tell you something. What you started, you're going to finish. I mean that sincerely. Once again, partners, thank you for helping me get people saved. Get them out of depression, discouragement, and despondency. People say, everything's falling apart. No, no, that's not true. Everything's falling in place. Come on. Jesus is coming. Oh, don't miss next week. I got a sermon entitled, The Motive and Sum of Christian Life. Ooh, it's going to be blessed. Till next week, this is Jesse the Plan saying we love you. We really do. God bless you. And thank you, partners, for helping me today.
I believe that God has placed within each one of us a deep desire to live a better life. Whether it's a life free from pain, fear, or lack of any kind, God wants to bring that to pass for you. In my book, You Are Designed for Glorious Living, you'll discover how to achieve the better life God has for you. You know, long before you took your first breath, God had designs on you for glorious living. You Are Designed for Glorious Living, available at jdm.org.
You know, God did not create you to be a failure. He created you to have a solid ending and to be a success. Our November partner offer is titled, Enduring May Not Be Easy, But It Gets You to the End. This message will show you how to stay steady, strong, so you can achieve and fulfill your purpose in life. Go to jdm.org and order it today. Do it.
See, Jesus is Lord and Satan is a master who will treat you like a slave. God treats you like a son and a daughter in the family. So the best anyone can do is let God have control over one's life. So I let God take control of my life.